out in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking overnight, no survivors in a deadly plane crash that prompted a U.S. fighter jet to interfere. What we're learning from federal investigators about the crash near D.C. and how it's connected to North Carolina.
It's a nice quiet morning, a little bit cooler than it was this time yesterday. We'll check in with the temperatures and show you how it'll be where you are.
We're also taking you through a new initiative Governor Roy Cooper plans to launch today in an effort to protect children and the community from guns. Lots to talk about here as we get our Monday started here together. 4:30 is the time. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. It was toasty Saturday. Felt good yesterday. Today we'll kind of get in between as for the highs. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. It looks pretty out there.
It is. It's nice out there. Skies are mostly clear. Temperatures are feeling great. This is a live look at downtown Raleigh at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, where it is 61 degrees. We do have a flow coming out of the south right now, and we're going to see more of a south-southwesterly flow for the next several days, keeping our temperatures on the warmer side. But it does feel nice this morning. It's 59 in Fayetteville, 49 in Goldsboro, 52 in Rocky Mount and South Hill, and 54 in Roxboro. So some spots in particular feeling especially cool. So it's as much as 10 to 12 degrees cooler this morning than it was in Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, and Clinton yesterday, but just a few degrees cooler around the Triangle area, 3 degrees. Our hour-by-hour forecast looking great. Some 50s this morning in spots, lunchtime mid-70s. We climb into the low 80s this afternoon, which still keeps us below normal. I'll show you how many days we have below normal in our seven-day forecast coming up.
Breaking news we're following from overnight. US 64 is back open now after a fiery rollover crash shut it down for hours. New video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker shows traffic backed up early this morning near State Highway 231. This is in Nash County. You can see the burned out shell of a car that flipped over off the side of the road. Crews cleaned up that crash around 2 a.m. We've made calls to investigators to learn if anyone was hurt and what caused the crash.
More breaking news. Investigators say there are no survivors at the site of a plane crash that prompted military intervention. Four people were on the plane that went down near a forest in Virginia. This map shows its flight path. The owners of the jet, a husband and wife, told several media outlets their daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, and a nanny were on board. They were returning to New York after a trip to a home here in North Carolina. The flight took off from Tennessee but stopped making contact, then went hundreds of miles off course, flying through restricted airspace over Washington, D.C. Two fighter jets scrambled to intercept the plane. Security cameras captured the sonic boom made by those fighter jets. Investigators say the jets found the pilot of the small plane unresponsive. They did not say what may have led to the crash. Both the FAA and the NTSB will look into what caused it to go off course and crash.
In just a few hours, Governor Roy Cooper will announce a new initiative directed at keeping children and communities safe from misuse of guns and accidental shootings. WRAL's Brett Neese joins us this morning to explain what's included in this NC Safe initiative. Brett, good morning.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. NC Safe stands for Secure All Firearms Effectively. This is all a new campaign aimed at protecting children from gun violence. Just yesterday, take a look at this video from a scene playing out in Raleigh where a 16-year-old was shot. The girl is expected to be okay. Governor Cooper hopes that this initiative will cut down the number of times scenes like this happen. The week-long campaign will focus on teaching people about gun safety and safe gun storage. A couple of things people can do is use gun locks and gun safes. Also, make sure guns are not accessible to children. Another big focus of the week is gun theft. Officials say that is on the rise as well. So if you do have to take your gun with you, make sure it's locked up and out of sight in your car. Today's campaign will kick off here at the Governor's Mansion at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRAL News.
Happening today, a new urgent care center dedicated to behavioral health begins offering services in Wake County for children. The Hope Center for Youth and Family Crisis in Fuquay-Varina is the first of its kind in Central North Carolina. The care center is for children and teenagers experiencing a mental health crisis. The Behavioral Health Urgent Care Center is fully staffed with nurses and other experts.
If you live in Wake County, your property taxes might be going up. County commissioners could vote today on their budget for the next fiscal year. That fiscal year starts in July. The proposed budget includes big investments in public safety, housing affordability, child welfare, behavioral health, and education. It would also increase property taxes by more than 3 cents. So if you have a house valued at $400,000, you will pay an extra $130 a year in property tax. You can read more about what's included in the budget on WRAL.com.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill will be in North Carolina this week. It's part of the president's Investing in America campaign. On Friday, the Bidens plan to visit Rocky Mount. There, the president is expected to talk about how career-connected learning and workforce training programs benefit students for good-paying jobs in the state. Later on Friday, the Bidens will meet with service members and their families at Fort Liberty. They will talk about ways to support military and veteran families, caregivers, and survivors. The visit comes just 1 week after the Army Post in Fayetteville was renamed.
Top Republicans will also be in North Carolina this week, and former President Donald Trump, along with rival candidates Ron DeSantis and Mike Pence, are all going to be in Greensboro for the North Carolina GOP convention. DeSantis will speak at the Old North State Dinner Friday night. Pence will address a luncheon Saturday, and Trump speaks at the grand old party dinner that night. Now, WRAL News will have comprehensive coverage of all of these events.
The competition may be over, but conversations will soon be underway about bringing the soccer tournament back to Cary for a second year. That was a million-dollar moment. Connecticut's Newton FC won the inaugural TST at Wake Med Soccer Park yesterday. A spokesperson says the four-day tournament brought in 35,000 fans.
I thought the format was really awesome. I thought having all the different fields and the accessibility. I mean, on some of the fields, you could really walk right up to the pitch and stand there and be a foot away from a really awesome player.
So the organizers of the soccer tournament are now shifting their focus to the basketball tournament, which begins next month. They say they'll discuss bringing TST back to Cary in the coming months.
4:37 right now on your Monday morning, a man charged in connection with setting multiple vehicles on fire.
The charges he faces and the damage he made to a rental car business.
Plus, Nikki Haley is looking to set herself apart as the list of presidential candidates continues to grow. What you need to know about last night's CNN Town Hall with Haley.
And here's a live look at Raleigh from the Museum of Natural Sciences. Elizabeth Gardner joins us with a look at the summer-like temperatures we'll be seeing this week.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:40. Taking a look at our severe threat for today. It's all really the western half of the state, but it does include the western half of Chatham County and most of Moore County. Most of the thunderstorms are going to be to the west. A lot of us are not going to see any of these storms today, but again, western part of the state, some damaging wind and a hail threat there. We take a look at Sanford, which is not in that level one risk, but maybe could see an isolated thunderstorm. 54 is our current temperature. It's 49 in Tarboro, 57 in Irwin, 52 in South Hills. Very pleasant feeling start to the day. Take a look at our dog walking forecast. It feels great out there. Our humidity is pretty low this morning. Our temperatures are nice and cool. At lunchtime, mid-70s. Great for being outside today. And this evening, if you're walking the dog at 5 o'clock, looking at 81 degrees.
New this morning, crews in Iowa say the body of a man who was missing since a partial collapsed apartment building has now been found. Officials in Davenport confirmed the identity of Brandon Colvin Sr. They say his body was found Saturday, the same day his son graduated high school. The apartment building is more than 100 years old and collapsed 1 week ago. Crews are still searching for two other victims. At least 9 people have already been rescued.
The trial for former Parkland, Florida school resource officer Scott Peterson is expected to start within the next few weeks. Peterson is facing child negligence charges over his response during the 2018 Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting rampage. Last month, Peterson said he is ready for his day in court for those to learn the truth of what happened. 17 people died in the shooting and others were injured. An investigation is underway this morning as Chatham County deputies try to figure out what led to an inmate death. Authorities say 19-year-old Jamarian Sellers was found unresponsive inside his jail cell Sunday. We're told he was seen sleeping during routine check. Investigators say Sellers' roommate alerted officers just after midnight that he was unresponsive. Officers tried to revive him. They were unsuccessful. Sellers had been in custody since April 28th.
Burlington police say they've arrested and charged a man accused of intentionally setting several vehicles on fire. Officers say 26-year-old Miguel Amaya caused more than $200,000 in damages. Amaya faces charges of arson, breaking and entering, and burning of personal property. Police say the first fire started at an Enterprise rent-a-car shortly after 2:30 Saturday morning. There were several small fires inside the building, which firefighters were able to quickly put out.
As three more Republicans prepare to enter the 2024 presidential race this week, Nikki Haley is looking to set herself apart. The former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador took part in a CNN town hall with GOP voters in Iowa last night. Haley criticized top contenders in the race, former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, on their foreign policy. She also answered questions about the large field of GOP candidates.
The reason that we got in when we did is I didn't care who else was getting in. I didn't care what other issues were at play. We've got a country to save. And that's all I was thinking about. It is time for us to leave the baggage of the past, the negativity to the past, and start thinking of our families and the families across America.
As of this morning, nine Republicans have filed to run for president. That's expected to grow to at least 12 by the end of the week.
This week could be crucial in the ongoing investigation into former President Donald Trump's handling of classified documents. Sources tell NBC News the federal grand jury hearing evidence in the case will meet this week. If prosecutors secure an indictment, Trump would become the first former president to be charged with a federal crime. Trump has denied any wrongdoing after hundreds of classified documents were found at his home last summer.
There's new hope for people battling deadly forms of brain cancer. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine shows an experimental drug blocked the growth of the most common form of low-grade brain tumors. Patients who used the drug saw the cancer grow twice as slowly as those who didn't, reducing the risk of cancer progression and death by 61%. It was so successful that researchers later offered the treatment to members of the placebo group.
They're in their 30s, 40s, early 50s. They're at the height of their professional and personal life. I would call this a game changer.
The breakthrough comes as scientists have struggled for decades to make any progress in the fight against brain cancer. As a nationwide writer's strike enters its second month, the union representing directors appears to be on track to avoid a similar battle. The Directors Guild of America announced it has reached a historic three-year deal with movie and TV studios. It includes pay raises, a shorter workday, and a ban on live ammunition on set. That addition comes following the shooting death on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. The agreement will be submitted tomorrow.
Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the rest of the Kansas City Chiefs football team will be at the White House today, rubbing shoulders with President Joe Biden and his staff, celebrating their Super Bowl victory. This is the team's first time at the White House. They were unable to go after winning in 2020 because of the pandemic.
It's World Environmental Day today, and this year marks the 50th anniversary. The day is a reminder that our action on plastic and pollution matters. During this time, try to take the next step to better protect our planet. You're encouraged to join millions around the world to beat plastic pollution by recycling and using other products. World Environment Day is held each year on June 5th. It is 4:46 now, and we want to let you know about some severe weather risks for certain counties in our viewing area. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center.
So it's just going to be parts of Chatham County and Moore County that are under that level one risk. Mostly those storms are going to be to the west. When I show you future cash, you'll see. Most of us really don't have to worry about this, but of course it does include these two counties, so it is something we want to let you know about. We take a look at future cash. Future cash showing a good bit of cloud cover from the Triangle area west right now. We're mainly seeing clear skies currently. So the model is a little overdoing the cloud cover a little bit. And then once we get past 3 o'clock, you can start to see some of the thunderstorms developing back to the west. But you can see the coverage of those storms is really minimal. And for the most part, it stays to the west of our viewing area. You can see even by the time we get to, say, 10 or 11 o'clock, as it gets closer to Chatham and Moore County, it fizzles out. So that's great news. And we do have that level one risk. It's worth a mention. But I feel like for the most part, we're going to see a nice quiet day. And even those western counties have a very, very small chance of seeing any thunderstorms. Mostly clear this morning here in downtown Raleigh, feeling pleasant. 61 degrees our current temperature. We may drop into the 50s here. We're in the 50s in a lot of spots this morning. Our dew point's a very comfortable 55. As long as we can keep that dew point in the 50s, it feels good. Of course, over the weekend, it crept up a little bit, but my goodness, we're feeling great out there right now. Around town, 82 this afternoon in Raleigh, 81 in Durham, and 83 in Fayetteville under mostly sunny skies. Our near normal temperatures, 85 is our normal now, so we're going to be very close to that. Again, 82 today, 87 for Tuesday, 83 Wednesday, a little cooler on Thursday, 78 and 82 on Friday. We do have a cold front that'll get close to us Tuesday, Wednesday, and maybe bring us an isolated shower or two. We take a look at our muggy meter, but man, it feels great. Those temperatures in the 50s for our dew point, it's going to feel really nice. We're checking the 7-day forecast, again, looking at potential for an isolated shower or thunderstorm as we get into, say, Tuesday, Wednesday with a front. And then behind the front, we're looking at much more pleasant conditions. 78 for the high on Thursday, and then next weekend looking good. So nice and quiet. We have a few mornings in the 50s this morning, 50s in a few places, and again on Friday and Saturday morning, looking at 50s as well. So looking pretty quiet for us over the next few days. Coming up, we'll talk a bit more about those chances for rain midweek.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Prince Harry is preparing to testify in court this week.
Yeah, coming up, the unlawful acts the prince is accusing tabloids of doing.
Plus, more bear sightings to tell you about around the Triangle. A wildlife expert tells us why he's been getting so many reports the last few weeks.
.452, the time right now. Lots of action right there on that field with a weekend homestand, the Durham Bulls and the DBAP. Beautiful this morning. It's going to be a great, pleasant day to get our Monday and work week started. A countdown is on this morning for the big return of NBC's American Ninja Warrior.
The show loves to mix things up for athletes over the past 15 seasons, and there's even more change than usual tonight. NBC's Mark Barger takes us through some of the obstacles.
Right from the start, here he is at 15 years old. Change is apparent for the new season of American Ninja Warrior.
It's hard to face the ninjas. I think with the obstacles, it's always a challenge. They never know what they're going to face.
The shrinking steps of the past are gone.
Time to go into beast mode.
Now it's a pole vault that launches athletes onto the course.
The stakes are high, and your favorite ninja just might go down because they're not used to what we're offering up this year.
He's got to grab this diamond ring on the getaway.
Overall, 7 new obstacles this season. The biggest course overhaul ever, as well as a mega wall that's even tougher, 18 and a half feet.
The mega wall, we raise 6 inches. And 6 inches makes a big difference.
Adding to the excitement, ninjas racing head-to-head for the final qualifying spot each week.
It was electrifying, but it is not easy for these ninjas when you're trying to run a brutal course with someone else doing it right next to you.
And with real-life challenges.
He inspires me every day.
Propelling many of the ninjas.
15 years old!
Emotions are heightened.
So whether they're happy tears or sad tears, yeah. Trust me, you're going to get all the tears this season.
And if anyone wins the show's $1 million prize, count on plenty of them. Mark Barker, NBC News.
And we can't wait for it to get started because there's always something with the new season that comes on that challenges them. I mean, they had a 15-year-old there. You will be wowed for sure when we see this.
There's always something there. Well, this week, Prince Harry will become the first royal to take the witness stand in more than a century. He's one of several celebrities using Mirror Group newspapers. The lawsuit accuses the media group of unlawful information gathering between 1991 and 2011, including phone hacking allegations. Harry blames the press for the crash that killed his mother back in 1997. This is just one of the cases Prince Harry and wife Meghan have filed against tabloids.
Some more bear sightings to tell you about across the Triangle. This time they are in Chapel Hill. Police say one was spotted at the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Blossom Lane, not far from the Rigsby Mobile Home Park, where a WRL viewer sent us the video of a bear at dawn on Sunday. This is the second bear sighting reported in Chapel Hill in less than 5 days. Wildlife biologist Greg Batts tells us that this time of year, the young male bears have been kicked out of their family unit to avoid inbreeding. So these are 18-month-old bears, teenagers, searching for their new habitat, and that is why you may see them in unexpected places, like in your neighborhood.
They don't want to be there, but they're just wandering around looking for a place to live. In the last 2 weeks, we've had reports all over Raleigh. I've had reports north of 540 at Six Forks. I've had reports south of Pool Road in southeast Raleigh.
It's a lot of different places. Bat says it's important to know what to do when you come across them. Never feed or approach a bear. And don't leave food, even pet food. They'll eat that. And also recommends removing bird feeders if bears are active in your area. And clean and store your grills as well.
Yeah, they may look cute, but they're not cuddly. Keep your distance and report them.
Yeah, the 18-month-old ones, they're the lanky, you know, young-looking teenage types.
They're practically toddlers.
Yeah.
456 now, an overnight crash shuts down the highway for hours. WRA's Ricky Newstracker was on the scene. What we know so far about the fiery crash.
Plus, the very first behavioral health crisis facility in Central North Carolina opens today. How this unique facility is designed to help families facing mental health issues.
And a civilian plane headed for New York crashes in Virginia. The reason two fighter jets had to get involved and what we know about the passengers aboard the plane.